Hello.
Hey, Zach.
Hey.
So, a couple questions. Hey, just talking to my buddy. Are you literally paying me cash, or are you doing an ACH wire to my bank? Is that how you're doing it?
However you prefer it. If you want a wire,
I prefer the cash money in hand, and I just take it there.
It's
I
not gonna be
wires,
actual
so.
Cash. It'll be a cashier's check.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I do know that. I mean, that's a cashier's check is as good as cash. I understand.
Okay, I just some you know, believe it or not, we've done quite a few of these, and the guy literally said he wanted cash, and I, you know, I said, man, you know, regardless, no. So the title company or my title company, the attorney is going to give you the money. Because he's the, you know, the settlement agent. So it'll come, it'll be from us, but it'll come from him. So, you know, we don't exchange, nothing between us exchanges besides just the approval paperwork.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, well, that's, I mean, I understood that. I didn't think you were going to hand me $20,000 in cash because, I mean, the only time you get cash like that is if you take $20,000 out of the bank, it's your money.
Right, exactly.
Good luck. Let me tell you what. A buddy of mine went to buy a vehicle for cash.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was $19,000. He went to the bank and didn't get a cashier's check, was asking for cash. And the bank told him, we don't have that much cash on hand.
Right.
And he was like, excuse me? You're a bank. You have a vault. You have a big door with a knob on the front of it. Excuse me? And they were like, no, we don't have that much cash on hand. We literally have to do this or we can do a cashier's check.
Sure.
And I was like, see, I mean, that's not cash. That's the only time you get that cash like that is if you take it out $5,000 a week and they know about it ahead of time.
Sure. I get it.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, everything looks good.
Okay.
He's gonna call me back. I talked to him and he's busy with finishing up a deposition but
mm-hmm.
for something. He does white collar law and some other stuff. So
okay.
It'll be today. He'll call me back today. And then, so everything. So pretty much what I'm asking, pretty much closing day, you're thinking August the 11th?
Yeah, and I mean, depending if he, you know, if he gets back to you tomorrow or the next day, you know, I know how lawyers work and I know he's your buddy, but, you know, it'll push us.
No, it'll be today. Trust me, it'll be today. Yeah. I told him, I said, I can't wait for this for a week or two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're trying to get this done and over. I'm gonna get a moving company in here immediately and get stuff go ahead packed, you know, within a week or two. And yeah. I was like, so that's where we're at and I'm going to Kentucky and this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. And he said, I figured you would do this eventually because you know, because of those two cases going on, you really had no leg to stand on because of what the attorneys are doing. I was like, exactly. So, I've talked to him several times about this, about the attorney fees, I mean, the attorneys and everything.
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm just tired, you know what I mean? It's like, I can take the $20,000, whatever I get from the settlement on either side, take that money and buy me a nice house when I'm in Kentucky and I ain't got to worry about all this crap and just leave this behind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like your mind's made up and, I mean, everything's good and we're, you know, we're taking it as is. So, I mean, do you have any other, you know, questions?
I don't have any other questions. Everything looks good to me. I just want him to put eyes on it. And like I said, he'll probably text me and just say, everything looks good to me, man. Good luck, you know.
Okay.
And then I'll call you back today or, you know, probably today. It'll probably be this afternoon. What time do you leave there? Are you at home?
Well, you call it whatever you want. I'm at my home base. You know, this is office home. No real difference.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but I usually get out of here at 5.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, did you know the previous owner of this home?
No, I didn't.
I was scared. Yeah, I was scared. All righty.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of here and go do what the hell I need to do. which will probably take me about an hour, hour and 20 minutes. And then he should be calling me back before that because he only had about 10, 15 minutes left on the deposition.
Okay.
I thought that was his text coming through. And then I'll call you back and let you know, and we'll go from there.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
If I can, yeah, if I can go ahead and get a hold of the moving company and see what their timeline is and how fast they can get in here,
mm-hmm.
I think everything will work out about the same. I can pay them at the same time that I pretty much get the check, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because their fulfillment is moving me to Kentucky, if you know what I mean. So, literally, I have to be out in what we're figuratively talking about, the 11th. You know what I mean? Everything's out.
Yep.
And you close on it, and you take the ownership of it. Yeah, I mean, literally, I can just drive, you know, straight from your office and go up there and be with her and basically pay them when they drop everything at the storage unit. That's where I'm at now.
Okay. Cool, man. Well, that works.
I appreciate everything, Zach, and I know that I know y'all are getting a hell of a deal. I know you're going to do what you're going to do with it, but yeah. I asked them about just leaving the house and renting it out, and she said, do you have a whole house generator? And I said, no. I said, I wish I did. And she said, well, a whole house generator, I could probably get you about $1,800 a month. And I was like, holy crap, okay.
There you go.
I said, but that's like a $10,000 investment because you got to lay everything and put the tank in and all that.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. Like I said, what are y'all planning on getting out of it? I'm just curious.
As far as what?
Rent.
Oh, you know, I know it makes sense, you know, if we can do it. But you know, I'm not looking that far down the line until we really just get it, you know, approved and
yeah, I got you.
Really say that we are, you know, going forward. I haven't, you know, I know, you know, I want to buy it if we can.
Yeah.
So I haven't really thought
you
about
can.
That.
You could definitely buy it. I'm not holding that up. Do you know the history of the property?
I mean, not in detail necessarily. No.
So it had an original house in the back here, mm-hmm. on the back right corner behind the big tree.
Yep.
And just by the way, there are no power lines coming off the pole and draping over to the house. They're all underground, just to let you know. So there was a big house over here. They built it back in the, like, turn of the century, 1900s, I guess it was. It mm-hmm. was Mr. Johnson's grandparents' house. And when they passed away, they didn't really do anything with it. And then they sold the property off, and then this house was put on there, I think, a year or two later. But this house, this property hasn't been surveyed since 1972. But all the markers are here.
Okay.
Yeah. I walked when, you know, when I was looking at buying it, I walked around, and all the metal stakes are in the corners and this, that, and the other. But, yeah, everything's here.
Good. All right.
Because I had a friend who was a surveyor, and he said, just check to make sure all the metal markers.